From NPR News, this is Day to Day. In Spain, some unwelcome deja vu. Two military officers have caused an uproar by suggesting the army take over for an anemic civilian government. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
Military rule is not a distant memory here. It's only been 31 years since Spanish radio announced the death of Spain's longtime dictator, General Francisco Franco.
Españoles, Franco ha muerto.
Even after the transition to democracy, the military tried to regain power in a 1981 coup attempt. Now some people think the Spanish military wants to call the shots again. Lieutenant General José Mena Aguado, the commander of Spain's ground forces, recently said he was concerned about a new self-rule statute for the region of Catalonia. It's being considered by the Spanish parliament. Speaking to a gathering of his fellow officers, General Mena said it was up to the military to defend Spain's integrity and constitutional order. I have always said that we soldiers should not enter into political discourses which belong to the politicians, he said. But it's also our responsibility to warn of the grave consequences for the military that an approval of the Statute of Catalonia could have. Most Catalans say they don't want outright independence. And it's not mentioned in the proposed statute, but the document does use the word nation to describe Catalonia. General Mena's comments were condemned by all political parties. He was put under immediate house arrest and has since been dismissed. Many observers say the military officer, who was close to retirement, represents the old guard and is not a real threat to democracy. Enrique Duran is the political editor of the newspaper El Periódico de Cataluña. In Spain, and also in Catalonia, democracy is very young, he says. It may be too much to expect that democratic ideas penetrate deeply into a rather closed organization like the military. Some elements of the military have come to the general's defense, including an army captain based in Melilla, a Spanish enclave in North Africa. He wrote a letter to a newspaper saying he felt like bringing his company to Madrid to stop Spain from being dismembered, as he put it. It was not lost on Spaniards that Franco was also an officer stationed in North Africa when he started the uprising in the 1930s that led to the Spanish Civil War. In her office in Barcelona, Irene Rigau of the Catalan Nacionalist Party, Convergencia y Unió, says what has happened in Spain amounts to a virtual coup d'etat.
Un cop d'estat avui dia per la televisió.
A coup d'état involving a text read out on television in this day and age achieves the same results, she says. It's a message from the army to the central government warning of its disapproval of our demands so that we lower the level of our aspirations. The opposition says the government's willingness to discuss regional demands has created unnecessary fears in the military. At the same time, public opinion surveys show the government is losing popularity over the Catalonian issue. But the Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, promised to support Catalonian autonomy during the election campaign 2 years ago. Observers say an easy campaign promise is coming back to haunt him. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.